Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and of course she's the Cass County Conservation Naturalist. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, LaVon.
And of course, we always have lots of things to talk about. And the first one we want to talk about is the Wildflower Walk.
Yes, every year on the last Saturday of April, we do the Wildflower Walk out at the Pellet Memorial Woods. And, you know, if you're thinking I've been there before when you've done this, and still come back out, because, you know, people have been talking. We've had this weird winter we had and a little bit of an early spring. And frankly, I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk about three plants I usually don't even talk about.
Isn't that exciting? Yes.
Because they usually bloom in May. Oh. Not even in April. So
very interesting.
You know, the walk changes every year. What's out there, what's blooming. There are going to be some things that are completely done blooming already. Our bloodroots and our snow trilliums are pretty much done blooming. But
how about Dutchman's britches?
Yeah, they still are. I was out there last week, at the end of last week, and they were still a couple pockets still going. So, and Sweet Williams are starting. And so, yeah, we're ready and rolling.
And the nice thing about going on the walk is if you don't know where to look for those things on your own, you kind of guide people. And I guess, yeah, you know, if they've been there before, that may be something they've learned and can go back on your own at different times. Because like you said, Mother Nature sort of doesn't have the same calendar as we do.
Right. And, we have signs out there and our pictures out there. But, some people like to be pointed out. And I'm one of those. I'm like, once you guys realize what all these plants are, it's hard to even, like, you don't even want to walk in there. You almost want to tiptoe because you're afraid of stepping on all this good stuff. So, but we have out there some wild ginger going on right now, and our wild leeks out there in a couple spots. It just smells.
You tempted to pull a few to take home and put in your...
You technically can't. No, that is a
good point.
Nature preserve. And when we talk about all people ask, you know, state parks, nature preserves, and hunting areas, things like that. State preserves is the tippy top of the chain.
Do
there.
Not touch.
Yes. And it is, there is 20 acres out there, and 8 of them are the nature preserve. But we just tell people, you know, it's hard for you to know where the 8 acres stops. So, you know, it's just one of those best things just to not be out there and pulling up my beautiful wildflowers.
And time on that is...
Yes, it's 9 a.m. And it is this Saturday, April 29th. If it is raining and inclement weather, we will cancel just because of the shrubbery out there and the way that the walk is. We'll get soaked from hips down. So if it's raining, so,
well, let's hope.
So
it's
listen
not.
To the radio if we
probably
cancel,
I don't know. Do you have that on a Facebook or somewhere also?
Yes. Yep. Okay. We'll post it on Facebook. We'll and our event is on there as well. If you're not liking us yet on Facebook, go ahead and like us on Facebook. We put out all of our events on there for the whole. We're gearing up for the whole summer. We got everything out there until 4th of July. Almost right now.
Facebook, Cass County Conservation.
Conservation. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just keep up to date on that. Now, mentioning, you know, not being able to take those plant samples, shouldn't be able to do that. There is another way we can get some native plants.
Yes, we are trying our first go at a native plant sale. And so in years past in the Southwest Iowa area, there has been some other entities that have kind of filled in the niche of doing a spring plant sale. So we accept that now no one has really done it around the area. So we decided to try it this time go around. It's not a fundraiser per se at all. It's literally the price of the plants that we're getting from the nursery. You are buying live plant plugs. So that means there's about 2 inches, 3 inches of dirt, and there's about 2 to 3 inches of plant. So, if you're not sure at where you should plant one of the plants, or you have any questions, feel free to give us a call down at the office. We know these plants pretty well in ins and outs, and so we can help guide you a little bit as well. If you're looking for the form, It's on our AtlanticIowa.com, and then just click on our county county, and then hit on conservation department.
And the thing I like along with the page that's a form is the page with the pictures,
yes,
and the description. And you know, there's things on there that's teeny tiny, just a few inches tall,
yes,
to those things that get, well,
Three feet tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we picked, there's two grasses on there. There's about two more bushier shrub-like, and then the rest of them are wildflower forbs. And so we picked a good run, we tried to pick some of the ones that are also hard to grow from seed. At least for us too, you know, as County Conservation Board, we want to also, in our areas, go out and put a couple new or a couple flowers in our area. Some of our areas are lacking some of the wildflowers, mm-hmm, are as well. So we're looking at it also that we're going to be putting them out in some of our prairies as well. And
they're most or all of them are going to be good pollinators.
Yes.
Something you need to be aware of.
Yes. And, you know, people think about that, yes, we have lots of insects and bees that love these plants, but also think about the other side of the plant and animal life cycle. It's also bringing in the birds to eat those insects and feed them to their babies, things like that. So even if you're a bird lover, some of these are actually going to also benefit you because they're going to be bringing in some of the insects to your yard that they're going to want to catch.
And I think most of them are pretty tough. I mean, these are, yes, are native plants, so it's not something we've imported from Asia or somewhere else. These are plants, yep, that are used to growing here.
And all of our nurseries are Midwest. One of them's Iowa, and two of them are southern Minnesota. And so the places that we're getting them are within 300 miles, probably.
All right.
400
that's,
miles.
That's a, you know, saying that, Laura, that's a good thing to check if you're buying other kinds of plants, mm-hmm, is where did that nursery come from? Because if they're grown in, I don't know, Missouri or wherever, they, yep, may not be liking it when they have to go through our Iowa winters,
yes,
and our Iowa,
yes,
summers.
And, you know, so people complain about deer and rabbits and things like that. A lot of, a couple,
yes,
of our plants are very deer resistant that don't like them, but
if they get too hungry, they'll probably eat them. But
right.
But
I will say though, I've had my butterfly milkweed ate by rabbits. I don't know what the rabbits like that one, but you know what, it came back the next year and it
all
still,
right,
was able to be,
okay,
in my garden. So
be sure to check that out because you need those orders here.
Yep, Monday, May
1st.
Yep, Monday, May 1st. And, you know, we'll accept the fax if you want to fax the form to us and then just pop the check in the mail. That's fine. But we need your orders on May 1st, that Monday. And then we're going to go ahead and order them and they'll be here right before Memorial Day. So if you want to do some good Memorial Day planting and things, there'll be your plan.
All right. So get some things in the ground for good of everybody. Okay, we just want to mention another thing happening early in May is the, mm-hmm, Hitchcock Pioneer Skills Festival. When,
yes,
is that and who should come?
It is going to be Saturday, May 6th, and it's from 1 to 4. And it's free in the barn.
And that's open to the public.
Open to the public, yep. If you want to go tour the Hitchcock House, which is right next door in the same park, that's going to be a fee for adults and high school children. If they're younger than high school children, then they're free. And so the free in the barn pioneer skills. So rope making, candle making, making butter. So come to bring the kids, try your hand at some of the pioneer skills that day. So
okay, something else happening in May that I'd like to have you mention involves bicycles.
Yes, our bike to school day is May 10th. And so, and if, of course, if you really want to, you can bike to work day. That's May
19th.
19th. So yeah, that's
okay,
May
get your 19th. Bicycle out and enjoy it, and it's just a good thing to do. And as usual, Laura, we're going to run out of time because there were some other things I wanted to talk about, but you know, you'll come back another,
yes,
day and we can talk about that. So remember, this Saturday, April 29, is the Wildflower Walk, and remember that you can find all this information at your website. Just, mm-hmm, go to
AtlanticIowa.com.
And you'll find all that information. So thank you very much, Laura Canning, for being here with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. The only way forward, if we're going to improve the quality of the environment, is to get everybody involved.